when you watch your mind, watch your breath. You want to make sure the two of them stay together. So you adjust the breath so it's a good place to stay. And you adjust the mind, putting down all your other concerns for the day, all your other concerns outside. And just allow the mind to be with the breath right here, right now, 100%. So you can see it. After all, the Buddha says that we cause ourselves suffering because we don't know our own minds. So you've got to watch the mind. You've got to give the mind a good place to focus, because if the mind doesn't have one place to focus, it'll wander around all over the place. And it's very hard to keep track of when it's wandering. It's a lot easier to see when you've got it still. So stay with the breath. Breathe in a way that feels really good. Not too long, not too short, not too heavy, not too light. Just right. Then try to maintain that. You notice that the mind will begin to wiggle a little bit and squirm a little bit when it goes someplace else. You have to ask it why. What does it need? Sometimes it'll give you reasons. You've got to think about this, you've got to think about that, and you can tell it, no, I've got to get the mind to settle down for the time being right now. Because the mind is responsible for all kinds of things in the course of the day, but now you've got to teach it to be responsible for itself. So stay focused right here. It's a chance to rest. It's also a chance to see things clearly. You bring yourself to the monastery to do good things. Acts of generosity. Observe the precepts. So the mind is here doing good things. It's a lot easier to watch. That's why the Buddha said it. It's a total training. We don't just meditate. We also are generous. We observe the precepts. We meditate. So the mind will be a good mind to watch, be willing to watch itself. Now we can see the Buddha was right, that when things are bad, we're not suffering because of the things bad outside. We're suffering because of our own lack of skill inside. It's a lot easier to admit that when the mind has a sense of well-being, a sense of ease. So we try to create that right here. It's like talking to somebody about their faults. If they're hungry, if they're tired, they don't want to hear. But if you've been doing good things, then you point out your faults to yourself. It's a lot easier to take. You do it while you're sitting or meditating. You have a sense of confidence that, yes, you can do good things because you have the proof in the fact that you've been generous, you've observed the precepts. Now you can do this. When you're with the breath, it feels good. It's like the mind has been nourished and rested, and it's more willing to admit its faults. As a mind that doesn't admit its faults has no chance of growing. That's why when the Buddha was teaching Rahula, he said, if you make a mistake, talk it over with somebody. Don't be ashamed to tell people of your mistakes. Be honest about them. And then you can get help. And then make up your mind not to repeat those mistakes. In other words, you take pride in the fact that there are times when you've done something good, but you're not satisfied. There's more goodness to be done. So feed the mind well, with a sense of well-being. Get it still here so you can see its little movements, because it's the little movements that turn into big movements. You catch them when they're small, they're a lot easier to deal with. So this is the mind looking after itself. You can take up your responsibilities in the world outside at some other time, but right now, just be responsible for your own mind, what it's doing right now. You find you learn a lot. You can unload a lot of the suffering you've been causing yourself. When you unload it, it's not that's going to be lying around the place. You unload it and it disappears.